for the first time in 2009. It's the Pat Radio Show on WCRS. And for the first time in a while, it's Pat Radio streaming real-time, live, on the internet. We started streaming shortly after midnight on January 1st. And here we are. On this week's show, I have another conversation with Andrew Graham of RTFO Bandwagon. This time around about their soon-to-be-released full-length record entitled Dumbs Will Survive. Let's go, O-H. Let's go, O-H. Let's go, O-H. Let's go, O-H. Ooh, let's have real arty and have a Washington beach party. Let's go, O-H. Let's go, O-H. Oh.
yourself to me. This temptation tells me how I wanna die. Now I can't breathe, speak my mind. I'll take it, might leave at any time. Every night's the same.
That's Earwig on Pat Radio from Center of the Earth. That song is called Old Man's Cave. And starting off the show was Karate Coyote doing Incognito from the movie P. Both of those bands are appearing with Rose Hips at the Summit this Friday, January 9th. Also going on January 9th is a free show at Scully's featuring Fantods, Couch Forts, Wing and Tusk, and this band, Ghost Shirt. Here's another song from their MySpace. This one's called Alexandra.
The street lights are shot the night. Shadows in the snow. If I should have to live again, if you should have to live again, for Alexandra, Alexandra, this is how it's always been. Lines of tooth running down my skin, off a finger to a pain. Yeah.
night, 12 o'clock, through the buildings on a wall. February leading March into the spring. Neither one said a thing, waiting for the bells to ring. They'll be ringing, 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 they'll be, they'll be. I will keep you inside of the radio line. I will keep you inside.
I'm here with Andrew Graham of RTFO Bandwagon. Some of you might remember he and I sat down and chatted back, I think, in September before you were headed off to some shows on the East Coast. How'd those shows work out, by the way?
The ones in the cities went well, and the ones in the small towns were pretty poorly populated.
It's good experience, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
we had a good time the whole time.
That's good. The reason why I'm here today is there is a new record that you just finished up that is due out in March.
Yeah, it should be first or second week of March. There's not an official date yet, but sometime in March.
All right, and it is called Dumbs Will Survive.
Yep.
And there's a song on the record, actually a song and then a reprise of it, entitled Dumbs Will Survive. And if you remember, those of you who are listening, that's one of the tunes that... Andrew and Jen did acoustically back in September. I'll put a link so you can easily find that in case you missed it. And this is coming out on Dull Knife, just as the single did last year. Okay. So look for it in March. And you also mentioned there's a cassette single in February for Like a Dancer Over Troubled Water.
Yeah. Okay. This is going to be 100 copies. The first 50 actually are going to be... free bonus with the first 50 copies of the LP that are ordered. So if you get on that list, then there's no need to buy it separately.
Oh, cool. So they could. This is just going to be sold through Dull Knife's website?
There'll be 50 on Dull Knife's website, and we'll have 50 at shows. But okay. We're not going to sell it elsewhere.
All right, cool. What's on the flips of that cassette then? Just
There's two outtakes from the sessions for the new record, and... there's the song that is the second track on the record, and then two older recordings that we have that haven't been released.
All right. We just got done listening to the record here. My first observation is that it's a little bit louder, a little bit rougher, in some cases a little bit more echoey, reverb-y kind of sound than I'm used to. We were talking about how Flagships was kind of more acoustic, folky, and then they started moving. I don't want to use the word scuzzy, but it's in a little rougher kind of direction.
Well, after a while, we just decided that we wanted to try, you know, a rock and roll sound instead of a folk sound, and it was perfect timing when Rich Johnston wanted to play with us, and so we went with that, and it kind of led us in this direction. I don't think of it as loud or overdriven as much as a broken sound, and I still want it to be pretty. So we try to play right on the edge of something that's beautiful and something that's loud.
Speaking of beautiful and loud, Skipper Bunkum, I've been having trouble with that word today, is the first song we're going to hear. It's probably the punkiest sound on the record. Am I right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right, so here, the punk rock sound of RTFO Bandwagon.
Hey, tired of your party lines and ain't your open cell. They say there was a way to every tribe and every town, but they tied you to and they tore it down and it won't be back again. If you're sick and tired of all the empty signs, so you call your friends a stupid demon's lie. And they don't care what you say, but they will ask you anyway. If you'll be fine, you will be fine. In the morning you can't close your eyes and let your focus drift. You'll see your territory grow and the power then comes with. They say there is a way to be okay with where you stand. But if you're 20 and there's barely chance that one has that control, and you're just sick and tired of all the hands inside.
That's two songs from the soon-to-be-released LP by RTFO Bandwagon called Dumbs Will Survive. We heard in reverse order their Public Relations Rag and Skipper Bunkum. On Public Relations Rag, it's more of... Oh, how did you describe it?
I thought it was... it had a ragtime feel.
That's
where the word rag comes from in the title. But I think Dane's keyboard sounds a lot like an ice cream truck too, kind of an evil ice cream truck sound.
Yeah, I had to ask you what that was, because at first I thought, well, maybe it's a guitar, you know, through a couple of pedals or something, but you said it was a completely trebly keyboard.
Yeah, it's kind of a really good piano player playing with just two fingers, you know, he's basically chopping with his index fingers.
A lot of experimenting with different rhythms on this record. I mean, it seems to shift a lot from track to track.
It was more trying to get different feels from different eras and styles of music, knowing that we wouldn't quite hit the target and that it would kind of just be a slight similarity, and still we hoped that it would end up sounding like us, and we think it did. But there was a lot more conscious experimentation with rhythm that we were able to do because these didn't come out of live performances. We kind of wrote the record or during the recording session, piece by piece. So,
are the live versions of the songs, you know, as you rehearse them to play them live, is it changing at all then?
We're actually surprised at how close it sounds. We're going to have to omit some instruments just because we can't get seven people out on stage every night, but it'll be a pretty similar version.
And speaking of different rhythms, different authentic feels, the song Between the Ears kind of has that barroom ballad song to it, kind of a Western thing going on. It also features the pedal steel of Larry Murata.
Well, it's Dane Terry on piano. Dane is a solo artist from Columbus. He's an excellent piano player. He just is really intuitive with this style of music. It's right up his alley, and so he holds it together, and Larry's solo over the top is perfect as far as I'm concerned. So we just really appreciate having other musicians come in and play with us.
Anybody else on the record that we might know?
Lindsay Chula plays French horn, and Emily Slusars does some loops on Skipper Bunkum in the background.
All right, so that is just the first sampling I'm going to make of this record. We'll probably, if you listen to the show over the next few weeks, I'll get around to playing everything off of it. But right now, let's just get right back into it. This is Between the Years.
who breaks the law or violates the city codes, but out behind my garage, stuffed dead in a sack, are monkeys as big as my back. Lord, I gotta get back. Back on my tracks. I keep my eyes on the road, and when I don't, I just ride along the guardrail, sparking like a shooting star. Till someone takes me home by their window in a jar. They say the snake will stalk the sparrow until the apples fill the barrels. And for years there's been this hand-painted sign on the main road, says save this town. Ginger pop and pork beans all over the lawn, and the whole damn barbecue's looking down at their eyes. But what the hell do I care? I only see them once a year, and by the time that I get home, there'll be a few new holes in the moon. Phone in the barn, and I ask her if she can see the sky. She says, honey, are you alone? I say, only 'cause I try, but I gotta get back. Back on my tracks. Lord, I gotta get back. Back on my tracks.
You're listening to the Pat Radio Show on WCRS, Community Radio for Columbus, Ohio. Right there, that was Dane Terry doing Back on My Tracks. Andrew Graham, who I just talked to, mentioned that Dane plays on his record, so I thought I'd grab another song from his MySpace and put that up there for you. Another sideman on the record, Larry Murata. We heard him before Dane Terry doing Anemic Cinema, and that comes from a various artist comp that Larry sent me for a record label that Larry puts his silent film score music out on. The label is called Pimalia, and the disc is called Pimalia Permits Smatterings Volume 1. And it's a pretty eclectic mix of stuff there, I'll tell you what. But just wanted to give a shout to Larry and play one of his tracks there. What we heard, as I said before, was Anemic Cinema. And starting off at the top of that set, the third song that we heard from Dumbs Will Survive by RTFO Bandwagon, called Between the Ears. Well, I don't have much left between the ears, and very little left in the tank at this point. For the past week, I've been babysitting the WCRS web stream, waking up early in the morning and sometimes staying up late at night just to make sure everything's running okay. So as a result, I don't have much more in terms of podcast content, so my podcast is pretty much going to end here. But those of you who are listening on the FM and listening on the stream, stick around. I've got more music for you from my vast MP3 collection. We're going to finish up the podcast portion, the local music portion of the show, with Wing and Tusk doing Homesick Home. As I mentioned earlier on in the show, they are playing with Ghost Shirt and Fantods and Couch Forts at Scully's this Friday.
As I put my